أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد جاءت رسلنا إبراهيم بالبشرى قالوا سلاما قال سلام فما لبث أن جاء بعجل حنيذ فلما رأى أيديهم لا تصل إليه نكرهم وأوجس منهم خيفة قالوا لا تخف إنا أرسلنا إلى قوم لوط صدق الله العظيم. These are verses 69 and 70 of Surah Hud. Before this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had spoken about the condition of the community of three Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, Sayyiduna Hud alayhi salatu wa salam, Sayyiduna Salih alayhi salatu wa salam. After this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about three Nabis, Sayyiduna Lut alayhi salatu wa salam, Sayyiduna Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam, and Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, particularly about the communities that were disobedient to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In between, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about a very brief incident that had taken place in the life of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam as a prelude, an introduction to Sayyiduna Lut alayhi salatu wa salam's incident. We all know that Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam had reached very old, ripe age, and he had not had children. He made dua to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. First, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala granted him Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam, his eldest son, from Hazrat Hajir radiallahu ta'ala anha, whom we refer to Hajira. And then the second, Sayyiduna Ishaq alayhi salatu wa salam, from Sayyida Sara radiallahu ta'ala anha. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala discusses this part of the life of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ جَاءَتْ رُسُلُنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ بِالْبُشْرَى. And certainly our messengers, that is the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had come to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam with the bushra, with the glad tidings. In Surah Hijr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala contextualized this. Allah ta'ala says, نَبِّي عِبَادِي أَنِّي أَنَا الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ وَأَنَّ عَذَابِي هُوَ الْعَذَابُ الْأَلِيمُ. The point there in Surah Hijr that Allah Ta'ala raises when he speaks about the incident of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam receiving these malaika, these angels that brought glad tidings. Allah Ta'ala says to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inform my servants about two things. One is that I am Ghafoorur Rahim. I am most forgiving, I am most merciful. However, my azab is also very painful, very punishing. So that is Allah Rabbul Izzat, that these were the angels that brought glad tidings to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, and we will see in the ayats to come, they were the same angels that brought the destruction to the people of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu was salam. Nonetheless, they came to Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam with the bushra, with the glad tidings. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that these angels were Sayyidina Jibreel, it was Mikael and Israfil. Israfil is the one that will blow the trumpet. These three came to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Qalu salama. They made salam to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Salam in the hadith had begun and originated from the time of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu was salam. We discussed the details about it. Allahu raqibun alayk. Then may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala safeguard you. May Allah Ta'ala look after you. May Allah Ta'ala preserve you. It is a dua. It is the name of Allah Rabbul Izzat that we are using when we are making salam. Allah give us the tawfiq to initiate salam in our homes, amongst our children, amongst all those that are close. Qala salam. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam responded to the salam of these three guests that had come. Fama labitha an ja'a bi'ijlin hanid. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam did not wait a very long time. He did not hesitate. And he brought out a roasted calf for these visitors that had visited him. They had come in human form. Ibrahim alayhi salam in the initial stages was not aware who these visitors were. It comes in the hadith Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was the very first person to have initiated hospitality. Hospitality meaning feeding others. In one narration, although it is a biblical narration, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam would go out and look for and search for people. He would not eat alone so that he will be hospitable, he may host his guests and he may be able to look after them, etc. On one occasion, a person came to Ibrahim alayhi salam, he brought the person to eat, the person sat down, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said to the person that, take the name of Allah and eat. The person was not a Muslim, he did not know the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So he said to Ibrahim alayhi salam, I do not know who is this person, I do not know anything about this person, so I will not take his name. Ibrahim alayhi salam said to the person that if you do not take his name, then you may leave this table of mine and you will not eat and partake of my food. The man leaves. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reveals to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam that years have passed, this person didn't believe in me. However, I fed him and I did not deprive him of a single morsel of food. Ibrahim alayhi salam now goes back. He searches for the person. The man is now bewildered that why do you now call me back after you asked me to leave your table? Ibrahim alayhi salam relates the incident that this is the narration, this is the revelation from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When the man then realizes that this is Allah, that despite the fact that I did not believe in Allah, Allah still fed me, the person brought iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So hence, Ibrahim alayhi salam did not hesitate. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam had brought this food along the roasted calf so that his visitors will eat. فَلَمَّا رَأَى أَيْدِيَهُمْ لَا تَصِلُ إِلَيْهِ نَكِرَهُمْ When Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam saw that the hands were not reaching out for the food, these are angels, Allah Ta'ala had kept them free of want and need of eating, drinking, etc. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam became offended with regards to them. In those days, it was the system that if a person is your friend, he is good with you, the person will partake of your food. If a person has any sinister motives, he has some enmity, he will not eat your food. And this created in Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam a sort of reservation with regards to these people that have come. And hence, وَأَوْجَسَ مِنْهُمْ خِيفًا Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam felt the sense of fear that now gripped his heart, the apprehension about and with regards to who these people are. Again in Surah Hijr, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was open and he said, Inna minkum wajilun. I have this fear with regards to these people. Qalu la takhaf, inna ursilna ila qawmi Lut. So they said to Ibrahim alayhi salam, do not fear, we have been sent to the people of Lut. In other words, now he realized that these are malaika, these are angels, they are not going to partake of the food, and hence Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was satisfied that there were no enemies that had come to the house of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Inshallah, we'll continue. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.